everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a special edition of Law Talk Live. I'm here with my co-host, Chris Qualman. How you doing this morning, Chris?
I'm great, Jeffrey. Great to be here. Always great to be part of your enthusiasm. When I host the show, I try to match that, but I don't think I quite can come to that level of that good morning Vietnam level of fervor that you bring to the show. So thank you for all that you do.
Well, I learned everything I knew from Mick Hubert, the most exciting announcer around.
He isn't he, though. 33 years. We're sure going to miss him. And certainly it wasn't unexpected, you know, when he announced his retirement. He's been doing it for such a long time, but man, has he been great.
Yeah, well, I got more calls this week about who was going to replace him. And
you mean it's not you?
Yeah, no. But for those of you that aren't familiar with Mick, he's the voice of the Gators, actually football, basketball, and baseball for 33 straight years. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and he's got so many famous lines. I remember that famous FSU game in 1997. Run, Fred, run! When Fred Taylor had the ball, and so many other things over the years.
Yeah, well, anyhow, there's a lot of good people to select from, and Scott Strickland's going to figure it out.
He will. Those will be some tough shoes to fill. Hey, real quick, I just want to throw out a quick shout-out. There's an event going on today, and I want to say a big shout-out to my friend Gary Gordon. He's out at Heartwood Soundstage. The Dylan Fest is going on today, rain or shine, at Heartwood Soundstage. It's a free concert honoring the songs, not the memory, he's still very much alive, Bob Dylan. It's his birthday this week, so 25 musicians from the North Central Florida area are going to be performing Bob Dylan songs. It's a free concert. So many great singers and songwriters, Mick Marino, Mark Mialy, Rick Kessner, so many others are going to be performing. Our friend Jason Hedges may show up and do a couple of songs. And I urge people to come on out and go to Dylan Fest from 1 to 7 p.m. at Heartwood Soundstage.
Yeah, and Meldon Law is also very much involved in the Latin Fest in downtown Ocala today.
We sure are.
That's right. Starts at 2 o'clock and runs till late, and there's going to be great music out there. And we have our Wheel of Fortune in Ocala today with some great swag. Everybody wins when you go to the Meldon Law Fan Fest.
You can't lose. You just have to spin the wheel, make a deal, and you'll win something. If you've been to the football games this year or the basketball games, you spin the roulette wheel, and it's always a great prize. But huge shout-out to our marketing team. We just got some photos texted to us from Charles Rickey, our marketing director, and wow, what a setup.
Yeah, they're already set up, even though it doesn't start till 2 o'clock. They're already up there and cranking. So check out the Latino Festival, downtown Ocala. It starts at 2 o'clock today and should be another fun time. So Meldon Law is there. Meldon Law is going to be at the Dylan Fest.
Yes, we are. We're going to be giving out some swag from 1 to 7 p.m. today, and it is a free concert. And, you know, the rain forecast is, well, it was supposed to rain yesterday, and it didn't rain. Maybe a little bit of drizzle, so we'll see what happens. It's a little overcast, and there is a rain contingency. We might move it indoors to the soundstage at Heartwood, but we urge you to come on out, and we will be giving away some T-shirts and some of our footballs and different things, so please come on out to Heartwood, and like Jeffrey said, if you're in Ocala today, please go to the Latino Festival in downtown Ocala. Say hello to the team out there. You won't miss us, believe me. We've got flags. We've got a very huge presence.
Yeah, and a couple other big things going on. The University of Florida baseball team took their second game in a row from South Carolina and now have a winning record in the SEC competition. And we're actually, if we win today, we will be second only to Tennessee, which is the number one team in the country. So it's a big, big game today. It starts at 2 o'clock at the Condren Baseball Field at the University of Florida. And I think if we win today, we are more likely than not going to host a regional. And hosting a regional is a big deal in baseball because the Gator fans get to see some more ball at home.
I got to give you a shout out, Jeffrey. A couple of days ago, you got me a couple of tickets to the upper level there at the baseball park. And I'd been to a bunch of games, sat in the regular seats, which are wonderful. There is not a bad seat at that stadium. If you haven't been there, folks, please go to a baseball game. It is such a good time. But it is a whole different experience on that second level. Oh, my gosh. That is so much fun.
Oh, the club seats.
The club seats, yes. Oh, man, was that fun.
Yeah, it's a great ballpark. I think they've got $65 million invested in that now, and it's a terrific time. And today should be packed. It's a Saturday game, but there's always tickets available because they sell tickets for the grass berm out in left field and right field.
Do you know, I have to tell you something. I got a ride on one of those trams from the parking lot to the stadium. This was at the Thursday night game, and the fellow was wearing a Meldenlaw cap. And he and I started talking, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, I'm using your firm, and he was singing our praises left and right. So we had a lot of fun.
There was a lot of Meldon swag last night. I was at the game last night, and we shut him out 8-0. What a great game. It was fun. And there was Meldon swag all over the stadium.
And with that thought in mind, we want to remind our listeners, give us a call. This is your show as much as ours. Ask Jeffrey anything. We're going to be talking about a topic in just a couple of moments. But 1-877-975-9825. Again, 1-877-975-9825. What do we want to do to incentivize callers today?
Well, I think we ought to give away a special Meldon swag bag, one of our tumblers, as well as one of our special gator hats. We have gator tumblers and gator hats, and I think whoever calls in today, we're going to give them a swag bag that is awesome.
That's a pretty awesome package. We'll be right back in 30 seconds with Law Talk Live. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with Jeffrey Meldon. Call us, 975-9825, 877, toll free.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, and Fort Lauderdale. We're all over the place. However, North Central Florida is where we started and where we continue to have most of our clients. It's been great just seeing the office grow and have all the new team members both in Lake City as well as Ocala. They're filling up.
You know, I've been with the firm 5.5 years, and I was just thinking about this the other day, Jeffrey. The firm has grown hugely in that time period. I think we had 3 attorneys when I first started. We had fewer than 20 staff total, and now we're well over double the size of that. Now we've got 2 more offices than we used to have. To what do you attribute the growth?
Well, I think it's just a consciousness that, you know, and a lot of it started before COVID. But when COVID hit, we made a conscious decision not to, run for the hills. We decided not only are we going to not run for the hills, but we're going to scale up and add. We added the Ocala office and then the Lake City office. And we like having offices in different places to better serve our clients.
And it's certainly worked and continuing to work. So I give a shout out to all those people that work for us in all of those offices. And the collaborative effort, I think, that goes on with every one of our files, whether we've got people in Lake City or Fort Lauderdale or Ocala, we all work together on things.
Yep. It's excellent. Chris, let's talk about the topic of the day, and that is how do we value a personal injury case?
And that's certainly an excellent question, because I know that's something we collaboratively discuss each and every day. When a case comes in the door, when we agree to take on a case and accept a client, and it's an ongoing process. It's not something that just we discuss that first day. It's an organic, ongoing thing, because a case develops value as it grows. What are some of the things you look for in your many, many years of experience in terms of valuation of a case?
Well, the value of a personal injury case, to a great extent, is like a stool. You need at least three legs to have a stool stand, right? Well, you know, the first leg is that another person wrongly injured you. The other person was at fault. The second leg is that as a result of that, say it's a car crash. The other person, you know, rear-ended, you crashed in, you totaled your car. Then the second question is, what injuries did you suffer and how serious they are? And then the third leg of the stool is how much insurance coverage there is, because 98% of the time, any recovery is going to be made against the insurance carrier for the driver of the other vehicle. So you got three legs, you know, the other person being at fault, number two, what damages did you suffer? And number three, did you have enough insurance to compensate the person fairly?
Sometimes we have to start with that number three. Yeah. We have to look at that at the very beginning.
Chris, in the state of Florida, we tell everybody to get uninsured motorist coverage, because if the other person does not have insurance, they didn't break the law. Florida has no requirement to have bodily injury liability insurance, so we're the only state in the whole country that doesn't have either mandatory bodily injury liability or uninsured motorist coverage. So you should not expect that the other person has the kind of insurance, meaning bodily injury liability, that will protect you in the event of a crash.
We do have a caller on the line. Hello?
Mike on line one.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, I have a question about liability insurance on my property.
Go ahead.
I've got an acre, and I have people that, you know, walk across it all the time. I've got no trespassing signs up, but I don't think they mean anything. But how much insurance should I carry on my property? Is there...
Do you live on that property? Is it your homestead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you want to get homeowners insurance on their property, and that has liability coverage. So the amount of liability insurance that you should get depends on what assets you have to protect. What I always suggest is that you go talk with an insurance professional. Typically we see at least $100,000 minimum of liability on a homeowner's policy, which is a good idea. Even better idea is you get what's called medical payments coverage for your homeowner's policy. So whether
medical?
It's called medical payments, med pay coverage, which means, and usually you get like $5,000 worth of med pay. And if somebody's injured on your property, your insurance company will pay their medical bills no matter whether you were at fault or not. And so it protects friends, family, relatives, anybody that, you know, comes by that is not a trespasser would be entitled to the medical payments coverage. And a lot of times that's all people want, is to get their medical bills paid regardless of whether or not you or someone else was at fault.
Oh. All right. Well, that makes sense.
So anyhow, and you can call our office. I'm always glad to help folks out. But start by going to your local insurance person and sit down and have a talk with somebody that's been doing it for 20 or 30 years. They'll explain to you how to protect yourself, and depending on what assets you have, what level of coverage you need.
Well, I've got a good insurance company. I've been with them like 30 years. So.
That's great.
Yeah, go talk to them. you know. But take a look at what you got, and if you don't have it handy, they'll pull it up on their screen. So anyhow, thanks for calling in, Mike. And if you ever have any questions, our office number is 352-373-8000.
Did we get your phone number so we can send you a pet? We got that. Okay.
We got it. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Yeah, I got you programmed in my phone anyway.
Okay, man. Thank you very much. Okay, so Mike brings up a good point, because just like in homeowners insurance where you have liability coverage on your own auto insurance or truck insurance policy, you'll have a bodily injury liability coverage, and that makes you eligible to get what's called underinsured motorist coverage or uninsured motorist coverage. Typically, what I see day in and day out is a bunch of people with a minimum $10,000 policy or zero. You know, you go to Direct General and some of these other companies, mm-hmm. and typically they don't even write liability coverage.
They don't even ask you. You know, people go on the internet and they're just shopping for lowest price. And, you know, something I like that Mike said also when he mentioned that he's been with a company for 30 years. I know you've been preaching this from the mountaintop as long as I've known you. Develop relationships with good insurance carriers and brokers. How important it is to sit down face-to-face, like you just said, with an insurance professional who can talk to you about your individual needs, talk about your assets that need protection. And I liked what Mike said, that he has that level of relationship with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyhow, getting back to what we're talking about, it's very important that you have uninsured motorist coverage. And that means you need to purchase bodily injury liability insurance, which is very important as well. It protects you in the event you are careless and cause a crash, and it protects your assets, more importantly. And the level of bodily injury liability insurance you have depends on your assets, because we've had a lot of cases where people didn't have enough insurance and they had to come out of pocket and pay for their carelessness. So you want to make sure you're covered on that. Anyhow, we have a book called Buying Florida Auto Insurance that I wrote in 2007, and then I revised it several times, but we have a brand new revised edition. And what I would tell you is all you have to do is go to our website and you can download it, or just call the office and we'll send one to you for free. Everything we do is free, particularly when it comes to giving information to clients on how to protect themselves. Because once you're in a crash and you find out that the other person didn't have any insurance, you're kind of screwed.
Let's go back. Well, we'll talk about it after the break. One of the next legs of the stool, the issue of liability. How do we flesh out who is at fault sometimes when you get a he said, she said, like an intersection crash or something like that?
Let's do it. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Law Talk Live. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. Welcome back to Meldon Law, Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here with my co-host Chris Qualman, and that spot mentioned the Scholar Athlete, and wow, next Monday we've got a big banquet at the Hilton Hotel, and it's Scholar Athlete Night, my favorite day of the year. I love seeing all our Scholar Athletes, their families and coaches, and it's going to be a big deal, and we're very excited about it. So TV20 is going to be out there, and they're going to be covering it live, and we're going to have some special guests there talking about what responsibility these incredible young people. They're all straight A students and great athletes, and it's pretty inspiring to see their success at such a young age.
And they're not just football players and basketball players. They are soccer players, volleyball players, lacrosse players, track and field. They run the gamut. And like Jeffrey just said, these are scholar athletes. They excel in the classroom as well as on the athletic field. And like, I agree with you, it's favorite night of the year. And, you know, there are quite a few of those people who've gone on to illustrious careers, not just in athletics, but in business and in life. Jay Frazier's, who was one of our scholar athlete winners of the year, is right now a wide receiver for the Gators. And quite a few others have gone on to great careers. Freddie Swain, among many others. So I'm really excited about the banquet on Monday.
Yeah. Yep. So anyhow, we're looking forward to it next week. We'll give you the wrap on who won, or just turn on TV 20 next Monday night. They should have the announcement. They're going to interview everybody at the banquet, and then we're going to have a big show.
We got a couple of callers on the line. So who do we have, number one?
First up, it's Mimi.
Mimi, hello.
Hello, yes.
How are you doing?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Congratulations to Mr. Meldon on the 50 years of his service. My question is, if a tree on my property falls on my neighbor's property, who is liable to clean it up?
Well, there's several things. First of all, it depends on whether you knew or should have known that the tree was rotten or falling apart. There's lots of different issues. And I have that situation as well, okay? I mean, my neighbor's, trees are hanging over my yard. Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I mean, generally speaking, subject to some exceptions, I would have to say that if it's your tree and it falls on a neighbor's yard, most likely it's going to be your responsibility, unless you could maybe show that the neighbor created a situation somehow that caused the tree to fall. Most likely it's going to be your problem if you created, or if it was your tree and didn't trim the tree properly, or even if you did nothing wrong, maybe it was an act of God, there was a huge storm that caused it to happen. That's why you have homeowners insurance. that's why it's important, like Jeffrey said earlier, to sit down with a insurance professional that covers these kinds of contingencies.
Yeah, so the good news is if you have homeowners insurance, it can cover, if it is your responsibility, it can cover it. So you just call your insurance agent and say, is this something that's covered? And if not, the other person's insurance might cover it.
Oh, okay.
So there's, if you need any help, just give us a call at the office. It's not something that we do a lot of, but we do engage with homeowners insurance quite a bit whenever there's a something that happens on a person's property. So homeowners insurance is very important, and make sure that you have coverage just for situations like you described. Thank you very much for calling.
And we got your phone number, Mimi, and contact info so we can get back to you. Great. Thank you for the call.
Yes.
We have another caller on the line.
It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, it's Jerry. I see a lot of ads on TV for accident attorneys, and they feature clients that say, so-and-so got me $1 million. So-and-so got me $700,000. All of these big numbers. And I'm thinking that really only happens in the case where the defendant had insurance that covered that amount. Because otherwise, it'd be very rare to get a, even though they might get a settlement or a judgment, it'd be very rare to get $1 million out of somebody that has no insurance. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, when you see, lawyers advertising all these big numbers, we all have it. Meldon Law, I think we probably get better results than anybody else around.
Yeah.
But
your ads are, I don't know if you're on TV, but your ads are pretty damn realistic. These people look like used car dealers.
Well, it's from, I haven't said that, but many times I think this, you know, I kind of get turned off by constant ads on the TV when I'm watching it, you know, one lawyer ad after another. So what we've decided to do is try to make a lot of ours funny and just make sure people know our name. So if they have a need, they can give us a call. However, if we did a campaign like that, you know, we would have, you know, bigger numbers than what you see on TV. And I think it's something that creates an unrealistic expectation in people, because just as we've been talking about today, there has to be enough insurance. In 99 out of 100 cases, you get it from the insurance company. Actually, last year we got two $800,000 settlements, one $800,000, one $900,000, and a lot of it came out of the person's pocket because they had inadequate insurance. It was amazing. Nobody in the state of Florida had ever heard of a law firm getting that much in two different cases within a month or two of each other. So sometimes we're able to do it, but it's so rare. You need to count on your own uninsured motorist coverage much of the time. And, you know, we just we had a client that had you know, a lot of insurance. We just got a huge settlement for somebody who had a lot of uninsured motorist coverage and was injured. So anyhow, thank you very much for calling. You bring up a very good point. And I think we're getting ready to do a wrap on the show, Chris.
Yeah, we are. We've got our producer just gave me the little sign. We're just under a minute left. It's amazing how quickly this goes. A lot of great calls today. A lot of great points got brought up. Again, I want to give a shout out to the Meldon Law Gang down in Ocala. If you're down in the downtown area, please check out our booth at the Latino Fest right there in the downtown square. You won't miss us. We got flags. We got banners everywhere. Please come say hello to us at Heartwood Soundstage today at the Dillon Fest from 1 to 7 p.m.
And we got the Gators playing baseball at 2 o'clock. So what do we say at the end of every show?
Go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.